This is Morning Edition on Vermont Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Mitch Wertlieb. Now, starting this week, over 100,000 Vermonters began getting home energy reports in the mail. They came from the state's energy efficiency utility, Efficiency Vermont. The reports lay out a home's electricity usage and gives a comparison to other neighbors' houses as well. The reports also provide tips for using less energy and, most importantly, information about where homeowners can turn for help. Kelly Lucci is Public Affairs Manager for Efficiency Vermont, and she joins us now in our VPR studios to tell us more. Kelly, thanks for being with us.
Yeah, thanks, Mitch.
Now, what exactly are these reports? Are they more accurately called audits about energy use, and what kind of information do they contain?
So at a high level, what we're trying to do with these reports is give people just an idea, you know, beyond what they would normally get in their typical electric bill, which is going to track your usage from month to month. Everybody's familiar with that kind of bar chart that you look at over the course of a year. These reports actually give you the opportunity to understand how your energy usage compares to that of others in your community. It's all anonymous, but what we're looking at is if you were to take a home of a similar size to yours with probably roughly similar, you know, appliances, how does that shake out when you look at your usage versus theirs versus neighbors who are very energy efficient? And our hope is that people, when they get a little bit of that high level context, will then follow up with us and give Efficiency Vermont an opportunity to work with them in, you know, meeting whatever goals they want to set around their electric usage.
So someone gets the mailing, they say, okay, I use a lot more energy than my neighbor does. What do they do next if they want to bring down those energy bills?
We hope they'll check out a web portal that we've set up, which can actually give you much more detailed information about your usage. It also gives you an opportunity to go through and provide some more information about your home so you can get a little bit more context on where your usage is coming from. So, you know, you might answer, I happen to have two fridges, or, you know, I use electricity for my cooking. Ideally, you know, they'll give us a call. There are going to be some basic tips on the home energy reports as well. So people, you know, could just look at the sheet of paper and follow through with those tips and see some improvement too. But we want people to have the opportunity to go in deeper as well.
Now, as I understand it, Efficiency Vermont launched this program at the home of one particular utility customer. What did she find was the cause of most of her energy usage?
Yeah, it was really interesting. So this is Kelly Hackett in Waterbury.
She doesn't mind that we're saying her name.
She doesn't mind.
Okay,
I
wanted to check on that.
You know, we actually connected Kelly with one of our customer support specialists who, as I said, really has the background and the training to go in into detail and look with her. But it was amazing because we got them on the phone together. We looked at her usage pattern, and within a minute, Matt Kilcoyne, our customer support specialist, was able to pinpoint that a bunch of her usage, especially over the summer, was coming from a dehumidifier that the family had set up in their basement. And this is a home that is in the area that was very impacted by Irene. So, you know, not surprising that there's going to be moisture issues there, but we were able to sort of talk through with her opportunities to reduce that dehumidifier usage. It's costing her about $180 a year right now to operate. It's a significant expense. And what we noticed is, unlike you would expect with most dehumidifiers, you know, if you set it at a level, it's going to cycle on and off as it addresses moisture issues. This one was just running constantly, which is a real signal that there are maybe some other things that you can do to reduce moisture infiltration into the basement and make sure it's being used less. So that was one big driver. The other one is an electric hot water heater. And we find that those two things together can really add up to significant costs for people that they might not be aware of, because those are the types of appliances that you have going and you're not tuned into it at all. I know when I turn on a light, I know when I'm, you know, watching television or using, you know, my kitchen, but the water heater is a little bit more in the background, as is, you know, the dehumidifier once you set it up. And we've also been working with her on potentially looking at installing a heat pump hot water heater, which is going to be 3 or 4 times more efficient than the electric water heater she currently uses.
Those kind of suggestions will mean, of course, for the consumer, some upfront costs for paying for those extra things. Does it work out over time, though, that they end up saving?
Yes, absolutely. I think, you know, with something like a dehumidifier or an electric hot water heater, you're going to start to see those results very quickly because you use them a lot and they drive up your bills quite significantly. In Kelly's case, you know, if she decides to move forward installing a heat pump water heater, Efficiency Vermont right now is buying down the cost of heat pump water heaters so that they're at parity with typical water water heaters by about $550.
You gave us those specific examples to that one customer. What about some of the common reasons that people are using too much energy?
Lighting is something that we often look at with people. If you have incandescent lights in your home, you know, those are using a lot more energy than they need to. And simply installing a $1 CFL or that's a compact fluorescent light bulb or a $5 LED light bulb, you're going to notice a difference there. What we're really excited about with these home energy reports is the opportunity to just talk through those situations with people. And if they really are looking to dive a little bit deeper and figure out how they can reduce their usage significantly and not have to see any major changes in their lifestyle, there's a lot we can do there. And we're really happy to have that conversation. You know, you can do this without smart meters as well. So one thing we're keeping in mind is, you know, we've launched the program with Green Mountain Power customers, but ultimately we'd love to do this statewide. Efficiency Vermont serves the entire state except for Burlington. And we're looking at ways to in future, bring these home energy reports and this web portal out to customers of other utilities around the state too.
I remember when smart meters were initially installed, I think there was some initial resistance among some homeowners about smart meters and perhaps thinking they were a little too invasive. Have people come around on that in general, or are there still concerns that you hear?
You know, we don't hear a lot of concerns where we're at. You know, important to keep in mind is if people are not interested in participating in this home energy report program, they certainly can opt out. That's something that all they have to do is give us a call and we'll take them off the list. They should know that if they choose to opt out, they can't ever opt back in. So that's a permanent decision.
You know, Why is that? I'm just curious.
Well, it's a matter of the way that we actually do the tracking. What we're trying to do with this pilot is test whether there's an actual energy savings on a system-wide level that we see. So what you're doing is saying, you know, the people who got these reports on average reduced their usage by this much. And if we have people opting out and opting back in, it sort of affects the validity of that data set.
Kelly Lucci is with Efficiency Vermont. Thanks so much for taking the time to speak with us.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Mitch.